Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Let the bidding begin.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Times of London is reporting that J.P. Morgan will formally kick off a $14 billion auction for Chrysler as early as this week. J.P. Morgan was hired to provide advice on the future of Chrysler. GM has been talking about buying some or all of the company and is particularly interested in the Jeep and Dodge Marquis. The Times says Hyundai is also an interested bidder, but the Wall Street Journal says the South Korean automaker isn't interested. Where are you planning to go on your vacation this year? Britain is launching a marketing campaign this week to persuade the U.S. to visit the U.K. But the Brits are worried, since Americans seem to prefer more exotic destinations. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
3.5 million Americans visited Britain last year, 17% fewer than in the year 2000. 9/11 and the fear of terrorism account for some of that decline, and so do food scares following Britain's foot-and-mouth epidemic. But tourism officials here say that by now, US visitor numbers should have bounced back. They're worried, says Roger Blitz of the Financial Times, that Americans may now regard Britain as a slightly boring destination.
There's a brag factor in which an American who says, oh, I've just been to India or China or Vietnam, goes down much better back home than if you said, oh, I've just been back to the UK again.
In their new marketing campaign, the Brits will emphasise UK history and heritage with a dash of the exotic and even downright bizarre. Among the activities highlighted will be training to be a Knight of the Round Table and snorkelling through a swamp. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, the market's closed today, of course, in honor of President's Day. Overall, the Dow and the Nasdaq were up 1.5% last week, but Friday wasn't anything to write home about. The Dow added 2 points. It moved to 12,767. The Nasdaq basically flat, down a point to 2,496. The S&P also gave up a point, 1,455. But today, the Nikkei moved ahead 64 points, or 0.3%. Problems mount for JetBlue. The company is bracing for another day of disrupted flights today. JetBlue announced it would cancel almost a quarter of its flights, but hopes to be fully operational on Tuesday. It's been almost a week after a snowstorm on Valentine's Day led to a decision to keep passengers on a plane for hours. Time once again for the Job Files. Baseball spring training starts up this week, and it's not just the players who dream of making it to the show.
My name's Derek Crable. I'm an Eastern League umpire. This is my fourth year in minor league baseball, my first in Double A. In the major leagues, there are 68 umpires, roughly 220 of us in the minor leagues vying for those positions. There have been several years in a row where no minor league umpire has gotten a full big league contract. On average, I would say there's probably one umpire a year that gets a big league job. The fans at the game, you know, I hear them. Most of the time, I laugh because the fans don't know really what's going on down the field. A lot of times they think there's an argument when it's the player and an umpire laughing. The fans don't really bother me. The worst is when you know there's an evaluator sitting right behind you. You know you just missed that last pitch.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We all know the hassle of trying to sneak away from work for that trip to the doctor's office. Most of us end up putting it off until it's too late. It turns out that this delayed approach to health care is just one of the reasons insurance premiums are rising so fast. And that has led to more companies bringing health care in-house as a way to cut costs and take a more preventative approach to health care. Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
Taking the elevator down to the basement of Harrah's Lake Tahoe Casino is an exercise in contrast. Below the whirling slot machines and smoky bars are the whitewashed halls of a medical clinic that's still less than a year old.
Good. She's H native. Do a CBC and a CNP on her, please.
With about 3,800 Harrah's employees to look after, Dr. William Everts has his hands full. He says most of the casino workers rarely saw a doctor before the clinic opened. They just didn't have the time. Steve Monteverde says that's no longer an excuse.
Oh, I was been here 20 minutes, and I'm on my lunch break, and I'll go back up when I'm done.
Back to the slot department, where Monteverde has worked for 15 years. The difference now is that he didn't have to take time off to see his regular doctor for something as minor as an irritated eye.
My doctor, it's hard to get into, so it takes weeks, possibly a month to get in there to see him, and he's only there 3 days a week, so this makes it more convenient.
Not just convenient, cheaper, too. Harrah's saves anywhere from 5 to 15% in medical costs by treating Monteverde in-house. But Dr. Everts says the real savings come from prevention. The clinic recently held a voluntary health screening fair to check employees for preventable diseases.
535 people participated in that. Of the 535 people, there were only 105 normals.
The rest were positive for early signs of diabetes, high blood pressure, and thyroid and liver problems. Everett says helping people address those issues now is about more than just the bottom line.
It's like taking the herd that's ready to run over the cliff, and they're far enough back, and we can change their course and keep them viable members of the community.
But altruism isn't the reason more and more companies are embracing on-site clinics. Kirby Bosley is a corporate healthcare consultant with Watson Wyatt Worldwide. She says the economics of businesses taking healthcare into their own hands is only improving.
As healthcare costs have increased, the cost of running an on-site clinic proportionately has decreased. And so suddenly there's cost viability for putting this on-site.
Bosley predicts 30% of Fortune 1000 companies will have some form of on-site healthcare by the end of the year. In South Lake Tahoe, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your President's Day holiday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.